Were you the first principal female chief of any tribe in the United States?
No, only of the Cherokee Nation. No, there were other chiefs of other tribes when I was elected.
Okay. But you were in this man's world here
right. In
the Cherokee Nation. So talk about the resistance, the struggle, maybe death threats, those type of things.
Most of that occurred during the first election of the deputy chief, the real strong opposition to me. When you look back on it now, it's actually funny. We would drive from Stillwell to Tahlequah, and there would be a swimmer man killer sign of someone who would have painted out my name. So a lot of the sentiment was not toward him, toward me. Another place here, going out on Highway 82, somebody tried to burn down the sign. So some of it was just stupid stuff. One night we came back from a meeting. I'd left my car in Stillwell. The tires were slashed on my car. Only two really scary things that happened to me are, one, someone kept calling my house, and there was a funny sound, and then hang up. And Charlie listened one time, and it was the sound of a gun. So someone was doing that, and that was pretty scary. And then another thing, which sounds innocent, you'd have to be there to understand how weird it was, but I was in a parade. This is after Ross left, I think. I'm not positive. And I looked. Something caused me to look to the right, and there was a guy standing against the wall doing a gun thing, shooting me with his finger. But it was the way he looked that was chilling. So it was just an interesting time. I think I'm pretty thick-skinned and don't dwell a lot on personal attacks or anything like that. But I think the most difficult time for me as a woman was that first time when I was out running for deputy chief, and people just thought, I remember someone said I didn't have a snowball's chance, and just stupid things like that were very hurtful. The conventional wisdom was that there was no way I could win. So and then I won three times, three four-year elections.
As the public then reacts to you, then you had to sit down as principal chief of the tribal council.
And right.
They were all men.
No, they weren't all men. There were some women.
Did you feel that you had the instant respect of them, or was that kind of
a contention? No, I did not.
That was a contentious relationship at the beginning. Is that
true? I think that they resented my being there, most of them. And I think they were determined to give me a hard time in the beginning, probably the first two or three years. I just stayed very level in thinking, maybe from living in a housing project, but I was good street smarts. And so I could anticipate a problem before it occurred and always handle it diplomatically. And so they got the picture that they weren't going to rattle me after what I'd been through. There wasn't a whole lot that was going to rattle me. So I just stayed steady. I stayed steady and kept focusing on the work. And I think we finally developed a relationship then. But I don't think they respected me at first.
Is that because you were a female?
I think that's only part of it. People focus on that alone, and I think that's certainly a big part of it. But I also think it was because I was different.
You were an activist.
I was an activist. And because of my politics, and because, you know, I just, and I hadn't paid my dues. As you know, the Cherokee Nation is a big tribe, much smaller then, but still a big tribe. And running for office in the Cherokee Nation is like running for Congress. I remember one fellow saying that I wasn't cut out of the right cloth to be chief or something like that. I mean, it was just really kind of, you know what I mean? It was more of a class thing. I think there was being female, and there was some she's different kind of stuff. And also just my being very direct and outspoken.
You're 42 years old at this time,
right?
Right,
yeah.
Was that held against you? Was the tribal council, were they mostly older than you?
They were mostly older, but there were some not much older. The majority of them did not support me, and I don't think respected me. By the time I left, they did. But that first, you know, I remember asking Ross, which seems really stupid now, but I remember asking Ross when they first resisted me so much, should I send up a copy of my resume? So I can see some of the things I've done. This was politics. So my resume was not going to make much difference to any of them. But I'm not a very divisive person. I don't believe in solving problems in a divisive way. So I just stayed steady, was respectful to everybody, no matter how they treated me. Tried to keep them involved and tried to be diplomatic, and we eventually managed to get along.
I suppose you could have fought, but you didn't. But yet, because you didn't, you had to show strong leadership. I mean, maybe they never thought you were passive, but if you didn't bite back...
I've thought about that, but I think two things occurred. One is that I think that because I would handle whatever they threw at me in a pretty diplomatic way. I think that there was a danger they would think that. But on the other hand, if I said I was going to do something, I did it, and they saw that. I remember telling the council in a very nice way that if they voted against our putting this Job Corps in Tahlequah, which they were all opposed to, there's a fellow from Delaware County who wanted us to put a community center and some kind of small business there, and I said, if you vote against this, I'll veto your project. And he did, and I did. So it was polite and respectful, but they also understood that I meant what I was going to say. And so, and I think sometimes because I didn't bang on the table or something, I remember telling people here who are running unlicensed Wildcat smoke shops, if you don't come in and start paying taxes and come under our purview and let us inspect your facilities and all that, then we're going to close you down. And they didn't, and I did. And they were shocked when we actually sent the marshals out and closed them down. Chad was one of the people that went out and closed them down. So I think, you know, though I was soft-spoken, relatively soft-spoken and diplomatic and polite, I think that they eventually began to see that I meant what I said. So that helped.